So the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special, has that aired yet? It probably doesn't air till next week, right?
I have not seen that it has aired.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure it will air next week. So the Charlie Brown special, we have some facts about it. It's the first Peanut special to feature an adult voice. We all know the trombone, wah, 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 you know, that's Charlie Brown's teacher. That's the Charlie Brown teacher that she makes when speaking in a Peanut special. But a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, which was released in 1973, made history as the first Peanut special to feature a real live human adult voice. It's not a speaking voice. It's heard in the song Little Birdie. Oh, well, that's still, you know, it's, I guess that's just part of a song. Because should the song have gone wah, 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 wah?
We've had a few Wild Card Wednesday requests that have sounded like that.
Oh, yeah? It's still early, too. It wasn't just any adult who lent his voice to the special. Being the first adult to lend his or her voice to a Peanut special was kind of a big deal. It is a big deal. So it makes sense that that honor was bestowed on not just any old singer or any voice actor. The song was performed by composer Vince Guaraldi, whose memorable compositions have become synonymous with Charlie Brown and the rest of his gang. That's the correct way to pronounce the name, right? Guaraldi?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, Vince Guaraldi. Guaraldi was one of the main reasons our shows got off to such a great start. Lee Mendelson, the Emmy-winning producer who worked on many of the Peanut specials, including a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, wrote for the Huffington Post in 2013. His Linus and Lucy, introduced in A Charlie Brown Christmas, set the bar for the first 16 shows for which he created all the music. For our Thanksgiving show, he told me he wanted to sing a new song that he'd written for Woodstock. I agreed with much trepidation, as I had never heard him sing a note, but his singing of Little Birdie became a hit. I don't think I remember that song. And of course it's about Woodstock. You know, I'm not a big Christmas music guy, Dan, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the music from the Charlie Brown Christmas special is fantastic. It's beautiful, and it's, you know, I don't get into the Christmas spirit till usually Christmas Eve around 11 p.m. and then I'm done Christmas Day around 3. But right around that, you know, that late at night on Christmas Eve, you know, like just hanging out, that's a beautiful time to listen to that record, to the Guaraldi music from the Christmas special.
Absolutely. I know we have a break, but I found it, so we'll play it after the
Oh,
news.
Okay, so you found Little Birdie.
Yep.
Okay, Little Birdie from the Charlie Brown Christmas special, which features the only adult voice that has ever appeared. We'll get to that after we break here. This just came back into my brain for some reason, and that is the, by the way, it's Wild Card Wednesday, as if you can't tell. You mean Wild Card Wednesday? Get your requests in now, any artist, any song, anything, 312-981-7200. 301 area code with the Cool McCool intro. Explain, Dan, is there a little explanation to the clip that you played? Because that was buried somewhere deep in the gray matter of my skull. Cool McCool.
Let's see here. Cool McCool, a spoof of James Bond, nabbed the bad guys in this cartoon by the creator of Batman. The half hour was rounded out with Cool's father, Harry McCool, and comedy cops in their bumbling pursuit of criminals.
Yeah. I kind of vaguely remember watching that. I just had forgotten about the details. That's a theme, though, that as soon as it happened, I was like, wait a minute. I don't necessarily remember exactly where I've heard this before, but I certainly know it. Cool McCool. Wow. All right. Dan, wasn't that your nickname in high school?
Yes. You know it.
Cool McCool.
If it wasn't, it is at the station.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
This is Cool McCool is producing the show. Cool McCool. All right.
Dapper dresser, this Cool McCool.
Well, if he's doing a James Bond thing, I guess he's got to be a dapper dresser, right? Yeah. Okay. All right. We have been talking about the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special. And before the break, we were talking about how this is the first Peanut special that features an adult voice. And that adult voice is heard singing in the song Little Birdie. And it's a song about Woodstock that Vince Guaraldi, who is the incredible composer who did the really iconic and beautiful and awesome music for the Charlie Brown specials, he ended up singing. And he said he had a new song that he wanted to sing about Woodstock. And that would have been for the Thanksgiving show. And Lee Mendelson, who is the producer who worked on all the specials, was like, I don't know. But then he heard it and he liked it. Now, so this is from the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special, which we're talking about now. And again, if you want to jump in with any of this, it's 312-981-7200. This is Little Birdie about Woodstock with Vince Guaraldi singing.
It's amazing that the way you get around. Like you do. Don't you worry, just do what you can do. Fascinate you.
That man, I'm telling you, that just zoomed back into my brain. I now remember that completely, and I remember loving it when I was a kid. I just didn't recognize it until I had to hear it, and I have destroyed a lot of brain cells, I'm telling you. I don't know, but yeah, that's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome, and I vividly remember, you know, watching that and loving that. So, all right. Despite the voice in that song, there are no adults featured in the Thanksgiving special. While Peanut specials are largely populated by children, there's usually at least an adult or two seen or heard somewhere. That's not the case with a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving may be the only Thanksgiving special, live or animated, that does not include any adults, Mendelson said. Our first 25 specials honored the convention of the comic strip where no adults ever appeared. How many Charlie Brown specials have there been? I know there have been a couple of movies.
I think there's 17.
17?
All together,
yeah. I guess what would be the most memorable one? I guess Christmas, right? And the
Great Pumpkin.
The Great Pumpkin is the one that a lot of people really. Yeah, I got a rock when they go trick or treat. They go trick or treating. I got a rock, and of course Charlie Brown's tree in the Christmas special. You know, if you think about it, I mean, I grew up on Charlie Brown and Peanuts. As many people did. If you go back and look at it, it's a little depressing. You know, it's really sort of like there's some of it is really sort of depressing. Especially the Christmas one. I think the Christmas one is like maybe the most depressing of all of them. Remember a few years ago when they made the new movie, the Peanuts movie? I was like, man, they're going to ruin it. Because I thought what they were going to do was, you know, Charlie Brown was going to have an iPhone. I thought they were going to, like, do, you know, make it the way it is, you know, the way the world is now. They were going to update it and do that kind of thing. That's what I thought. And I can't remember what song they used, but they used, like, a pop song in the trailer. And I can't remember what it was, but I remember going, no. I remember being very angry about the trailer. And I can't remember what song it was, but they used like a rock song. They used some sort of rock song in the trailer. And I remember when I first saw it, I was really angry that they used it. And it was like, you can't do that. You can't bring in like a real, like sort of classic rock or pop rock song into the world of Peanuts. You can't do that. But then I saw the movie from a few years ago, the Peanuts movie from a few years ago, and I loved it. I thought it was great. It was really true to the classic Peanuts strips and the specials. And the phones had cords. They, you know what I mean? They used pen and pencil. There was hockey in it. I really, really loved it. I remember walking in with really low expectations and just like literally posting on Facebook, please do not ruin my childhood. Please. And they didn't. They did a great job. Despite the fact, whoever the genius was who put the trailer together and put the song in there.
Teenage Wasteland.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it was. Baba O'Reilly. Baba O'Reilly in the Charlie Brown commercial. I remember, I just went, I remember going, are you kidding me? Baba O'Reilly is being used in the Peanuts movie? Anyway. All right, how about this? We're going back to some facts about the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special. Lucy is mostly MIA too. Viewers get that staple scene of Lucy pulling a football away from Charlie Brown at the last minute, and that's all we see of Chuck's quasi-nemesis in A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Lucy's brother Linus, however, is the main character. So not a lot of Lucy in it, but Linus is the main character. Charlie Brown and Lucy still keep in touch. Todd Barbie, who voiced Charlie Brown, said that he and Robin Cohn, who voiced Lucy in the Thanksgiving special, still keep in touch. We actually went to high school together, Barbie told Noble Mania. We still live in Marin County. We're our Facebook friends, and occasionally we see each other. Oh, that's nice. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special, by the way, that we're talking about is airing on Dan's birthday. Dan, on your birthday, the night before Thanksgiving.
There you go.
It'll be Wednesday, November 21st, 7 p.m. on ABC. That's appropriate. The night before Thanksgiving, they're airing one of the classic Thanksgiving specials of all time. That's pretty cool that Charlie Brown and Lucy still keep in touch. Now, in real life, is Robin Cohn a jerk to Todd Barbie? Because that's the M.O. Charlie Brown had some trouble with his signature arg. One unique aspect of the Peanuts specials is that the bulk of the characters are voiced by real kids. In this case, the Charlie Brown Christmas special, 10-year-old newcomer Todd Barbie was tasked with giving a voice to Charlie Brown, and it wasn't always easy. One time they wanted me to voice that arg when Charlie Brown goes to kick the football and Lucy yanks it away. Try as I might, I just couldn't generate it as long as they were looking for. So after something like 25 takes, we moved on. I was sweating the whole time. I think they eventually got an adult or a different kid with an older voice to take it and to do it in one take. All right, how about this one? Linus still gets an enthusiastic response. Stephen Shea, who voiced Linus, still gets a pretty big reaction. I don't walk around saying I'm the voice of Linus, Shea told the Los Angeles Times back in 2013. But when people find out one way or another, they scream, I love Linus. That's my favorite character. Do you have a favorite Peanuts character, Dan?
I don't know if I do.
I think mine is Linus, not to jump on the bandwagon, but I think Linus is my favorite character. And obviously Snoopy is great. So is Woodstock. They're all great. But I think Linus might be my favorite character. Yeah. Pigpen is awesome because he walks around. There's dirt flying off of him. See, you see what I mean by depressing? Like, here's a kid who's living in a house where he hasn't bathed in 4 months.
Somebody had texted in Charlie Brown was the original Debbie Downer.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's true. It's true. thanks to Linus, the Thanksgiving special got a spinoff. As is often the case in a Peanut special, Linus gets to play the role of philosopher in A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and remind his friends and the viewers about the history and true meaning of the holiday. His speech about the Pilgrims' first Thanksgiving eventually led to This Is America, Charlie Brown, The Mayflower Voyagers, a kind of spinoff adapted from that Christmas Day prayer which sees the Peanuts gang becoming part of history. Ah, yeah. All right, Lee Mendelson, who we mentioned is a producer, had an issue with bird cannibalism. Oh yeah. That's true. In writing for HuffPo for a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving 40th anniversary, Mendelson admitted that one particular scene in this special led to a, quote, rare minor dispute during the creation of the show. Mr. Schultz insisted that Woodstock join Snoopy in carving and eating a turkey. For some reason, I was bothered that Woodstock would eat a turkey. I voiced my concern, which was immediately overruled. Yeah. And then finally, Mendelson eventually got his way, though not for long. Though Mendelson lost his original argument against seeing Woodstock eating another bird, he was eventually able to right that wrong. Years later, when NBC cut the show from its original 25 minutes to 22 minutes, I sneakily edited out the Woodstock eating. But when we moved to ABC in 2001, the network happily elected to restore the holiday original shows up to their original 25 minutes, so I had to finally give up. So for a little while, Woodstock wasn't being cannibalistic, but then they went back and he was. So there are some things that you can learn about the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, which you can see on ABC Wednesday, November 21st at 7 p.m.